AP News. Good morning, I'm Haya Panjwani. Newly released files show the FBI concluded Jeffrey Epstein was not running a sex trafficking ring for powerful men. The FBI pored over Epstein's emails and bank records, searched his homes, and spent years interviewing victims. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on Today's Show host Savannah Guthrie's desperate plea for her mother on social media on Saturday.
We beg you now to return our mother to us so that we can celebrate with her. This is the only way we will have peace.
The FBI says she was referencing a note sent to KOLD-TV Friday, one of several ransom notes they are investigating sent to the media. 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie was last seen January 31st when she was dropped off by family at her Tucson area home. The Pima County Sheriff says she did not leave her home willingly and blood was found on her porch. Authorities have not identified any suspects or ruled anyone out. I'm Julie Walker.
The Seahawks soared to victory over the Patriots in a Super Bowl rematch 11 years in the making. Correspondent Gethin Coolball.
The Seattle Seahawks are Super Bowl 60 champions after beating the New England Patriots 29-13. Seattle quarterback Sam Darnold helped secure his first title with his only touchdown, a 16-yard pass to A.J. Barner early in the fourth quarter.
I don't think it's really hit me yet, to be honest with you, but it's special. And again, like I always say, it's this group is why it's special.
Seattle's defense recorded six sacks. Uchenna Nwosu had a late 45-yard pick six against Patriots QB Drake May, who passed for two touchdowns and two interceptions.
I think it was just such a cool environment of playing at this game, and you understand why people try to get to this game, and you understand why.
Seattle claimed its second Lombardi Trophy. New England was denied an NFL record seventh Super Bowl win. Gethin Coolball, Santa Clara, California.
This is AP News. AP photojournalist Jacqueline Martin gave an account of Lindsey Vonn's downhill crash at the Winter Olympics.
The big story this year is really Lindsey Vonn's kind of comeback kid story about she just had the injury of her ACL, and then people are really excited to see her race and what's going to happen. Lindsey Vonn comes through. She's coming into the turn, and as she approaches the gate, she clips the gate with her arm or her shoulder. And as soon as she does that, we know, the photographer and I, that this is bad. She clips it. It totally throws her off, and she's unable to recover. A couple pictures later, you see her body at almost a full diagonal. It's bad, and she's not able to come back from that being put off balance when the impact from the gate happened. And at that moment, I just realized she's not going to be able to come back from this, and it is a bad crash. I gasped out loud.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.